Call Back the Past.
And now, over to your editor, Percy Seath.
Thank you, and good evening. By 1960, 3 years after the launch of Sputnik 1, more than 20 man-made satellites were in orbit around the Earth. And under the sea, the world's largest nuclear submarine, the USS Triton, made a round-the-world journey in 84 days. In Birmingham, England, surgeons developed a pacemaking machine for the heart, and space scientists made the first successful attempt to bounce a voice back off the moon. The year saw us reading bestsellers like Joy Adamson's Born Free, Lee Harper's To Kill a Mockingbird, Herman Welch's This Is My God, and John Updike's Rabbit Run, and listening to a rather inane pop music hit like this one about a young lady's bathing costume.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would see.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the locker she wanted to stay.
Dr. Favot survived an assassination attempt at the Union Exposition and recovered splendidly to announce the Union's referendum preference vote for a republic starting the following year. There was further tragedy with a death roll of 435 in the Clydesdale colliery disaster. And in keeping with the times, a rash of independence celebrations. In Nigeria, it was festive. But the Belgian Congo's transition to the Congolese Republic was fraught with terror as Congolese rebels rose against President Kasavubu's rule, creating a nightmare for thousands of innocent people. Rhodesia's Kariba Dam was opened, and in Egypt, archaeologists hurried to try and save the ancient treasures which would be engulfed as work commenced on the Aswan Dam. Pop Music Center was starting to gravitate from America to Britain, where the Shadows were pioneering a new sound with their electrical guitars. The Olympic Games in Rome were again dominated by Russia and America. But surely the most exciting sports result of 1960 belonged to cricket, with the sensational last ball tie in the match West Indies versus Australia.
Australia still requiring one run to win. Australia, 9 for 232, as Lindsay Klein comes out. The last man. Last man for Australia, 2 balls to go in this test match. Ball back at his bowling mark. He will bowl to Klein. And here's the single that wins the match. He's out! He's out! He's out! Right out! The stumps are bound down! Well! Now it's a tie, 232. Oh, and the excitement here. The crowd have jumped the fence. They're swarming over onto the middle of the pitch.
A strike of New York actors interrupted a Broadway season, which in 1960 included plays like The Best Man, A Taste of Honey, and A Man for All Seasons, as well as the musicals Bye Bye Birdie, Camelot, Do-Re-Mi, and the slight but tuneful Fantastics.
Our hearts should remember and follow.
The 15th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York provided the unusual sight of a head of state taking off his shoe and pounding it on a table to interrupt speeches. The shoe pounder was Nikita Khrushchev, and at one stage, British Premier Macmillan stopped to quip,
I'd like it translated if you would say anything.
Khrushchev was more articulate when he castigated the United States after a U-2 aircraft was shot down by Soviet rockets. The pilot was Gary Powers, and he was sentenced to 10 years imprisonment for spying.
Listen, какой, послушай, я тебе дам пропаганду.
The U-2 incident effectively wrecked a proposed summit meeting between the big powers, and though Khrushchev could have put things right by acknowledging at a previous meeting with Ike that Russia knew about the U-2 spy flights, he refrained.
I will answer that question with pleasure. When we were talking in Camp David with President Eisenhower, I almost opened my mouth to make that statement. I was on the point of making it because the atmosphere there was so convivial, and with President Eisenhower calling me, telling me to call him my friend in English, and calling me using the same word with regard to myself in Russian. And then thought I, why not raise the matter with this friend of mine? But then I became apprehensive. I thought there was something fishy about this friend of mine, and I didn't broach the subject, and it turned out that I was right.
But there was more to the Cold War than just this incident. There was the Berlin question and the fate of East and West Germany. At a conference, Khrushchev grew hot under the collar when he was booed while speaking on the subject.
Communism, you are all communists, and progress will not be denied.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask your pardon, but I want to address myself to that little group in this hall that's booing. I've already been informed that Chancellor Adenauer has sent some of his wristwrap that were not beaten, that escaped the beating in Stalingrad, and it is they who are indulging in this booing. They, whom we did not at that time send 3 meters underground. Look to it. If you were not beaten at Stalingrad and in the Ukraine, we will give you such a boo that you will lose every desire to come into the hall and boo again. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a...
Khrushchev also featured in an incident during the filming of Can Can, when he said that some of the dancing was crude. Nevertheless, Can Can became one of the top money spinners of 1960. Other movies, Jack Lemmon in The Apartment, Elma Gantry starring Burt Lancaster, Elizabeth Taylor in Butterfield 8, and from Greece, Melina Mercouri singing the theme song from Never on Sunday.
Ένα, δύο και τρία και τέσσερα φίλια που φτάνουν στο λιμάνι. Ένα και δύο και τρία και τέσσερα πουλιά. Πως ήθελα να έχω ένα και δύο και τρία και τέσσερα παιδιά. Πόσα θα μεγαλώσουν όλα να γίνουν λεβέντες για χάρη του Πύρια. Όσο κι αν ψάξω δε βρίσκω άλλο λιμάνι, τρελή να με έχει κάνει όσο το Πειραιά. Που όταν βραδιάζει τραγούδια μαραδιάζει και τις παινιές του αλλάζει, γέμιζε από παιδιά. Όσο για να ψάξω φυλάξω, δε βρίσκω άλλο λιμάνι, τρέλει να με έχει κάνει όσο το Πειραιά. Όταν βραδιάζει, τραγούδια μαραδιάζει και τις παινιές του αλλάζει, γέμιζε από παιδιά.
Race tensions in America were mounting, a new phenomenon being sit-ins by blacks at department store lunch counters. President Eisenhower went on two tours, one to Latin America and the other to the Orient. Ike was not running for the new election, but left the task to Vice President Nixon. A feature of the closely fought election was the television debate between Nixon and his Democrat rival Kennedy, the bone of contention, Cuba.
I look at Cuba, 90 miles off the coast of the United States. By 1965 and 1970... will there be other Cubans in Latin America? I believe that this struggle is going to go on, and it may well be decided in the next decade.
I think that Senator Kennedy's policies and recommendations for the handling of the Castro regime are probably the most dangerously irresponsible recommendations that he's made during the course of this campaign. In effect, what Senator Kennedy recommends is that the United States government should give help to the exiles and to those within Cuba who oppose the Castro regime, provided they are anti-Batista.
When the votes were counted, it was Kennedy for president in the closest finish since 1916. Kennedy paid handsome tribute to the outgoing President Eisenhower.
On January 21st, President Eisenhower will be, for the first time in a long, long career, again a private citizen. I'm delighted to join in saluting President Eisenhower.
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seif and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.